بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد
اللهم صل على
وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين لا سيما بقية الله في الأراضين عجل الله تعالى فرجه الشريف وجعلنا من أعوانه وأنصاره السلام على الحسين وعلى علي بن الحسين وعلى أولاد الحسين وعلى أصحاب الحسين ورحمة الله وبركاته. Last night we talked about Imam Hussein alayhi salam's emphasis on one particular quality of life, that if exists, then our life is worth living. Otherwise, there's no value. And that is honor and dignity, something that is understandable and appreciated by all human beings. How much they are ready to work for it, to sacrifice for it, it's another issue. But everyone would love to have an honorable life. And then, after making several references to Imam Hussein alayhi salam's sayings, we said that the concept of life is one of the important concepts in the Quran, and in order to better understand what is an honorable life, whether it's for a person or for a family or for a community or for humanity, we need to familiarize ourselves with the concept of life. And we said in the Quran, it's one of the central concepts. It starts with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the first one that has been described as living, as high is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Five times in the Quran Allah is described, He has actually described Himself as Al-Hayy, and sometimes it's mentioned right after Tawheed, Allahu la ilaha illa hu al-hayyul qayyum. Sometimes it is mentioned even before Tawheed, huwa al-hayyul la ilaha illa hu. So it comes at very top of the list of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we refer to Dua Jush al-Kabir, to Dua Ahd, where several qualities related to life of Allah are mentioned. Then we said, when it comes to human beings, again the Quran refers very clearly to the fact that human beings have been given the gift of life. But the life that human beings are given is different from other types of life in this world. When we look at plants, when we look at animals, we see life. But our life is not like their life. Although we share some properties of life, like breathing, like growth, like nutrition, like reproduction, but our life is different. One aspect of the difference, of this difference, is that for other beings in this physical world, whether it be plants or animals, the type of life that they can have is fixed. You don't see that much variation in different types of flowers. If you have a rose flower, if you have a, I don't know, sunflower, whatever you see, whether it's, for example, in the East or the West, you see they are the same. Maybe in subtypes of each, there are some differences, but it's all physical differences. It's all very marginal differences. You don't see essential, substantial, qualitative differences. When it comes to animals, the same. A horse compared to another horse, they don't differ that much. They are the same. Or the way they have been living, it's not that much different. A pigeon in any part of the world looks like another pigeon in the way they make their nest, in the way they find their mates, and so on and so forth. You cannot say some pigeons are more pigeon. You cannot say that. You cannot say some pigeons are more virtuous than other pigeons. Doesn't make sense. But when it comes to human beings, what we have is that we have a very wide range of types of life. Even as I said, two people from the same family, two brothers, two sisters, one brother and sister, can be very much different. Like Habil and Qabil. You cannot say because they are brought up in the same family, they are the same. And two people who have never met each other, they have been brought up in different countries, different cultures, they can be very much similar. Because it's up to us to build ourselves. So we said, in human beings we have not only the length or duration of life, we have also the depth and the quality of life. So tonight, inshallah, I want to refer to some verses of the Quran about different types or different levels, different ranks of human life in this world, which would be reflected also in the hereafter. I am sure you are familiar with this Quranic notion of al-hayatul dunya. In many, many verses of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about al-hayatul dunya. Of course, depending on the situation in the sentence, it can be al-hayat al-dunya or al-hayat al-dunya. I'm not talking about the syntax side of it, I'm talking as a word. Al-haya is a female noun, and al-dunya is an adjective which is used for female, and it is the female form of adna. So adna becomes al-dunya. And adna is either from dunov, which means nearness, because this life is nearer to us than the eternal life, than the life in barzakh and qiyamah. So this is one possibility, that this is called al-hayatul dunya, meaning the nearest life. Or it comes from dana'a, which means to be low, to be mean. So it's the lowest type of life that we have, less valuable type of life that we have. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala many times in the Quran refers to this life that preoccupies mind of 90% of people, so much so that they think there is nothing else. Allah says this is only al-hayatul dunya. This is the lowest experience of life that you can have. Don't be satisfied with this. This is just to be used as a platform in order to rise to higher levels of life. But unfortunately, some of us are very much used to this, that even we don't think there is something else. So let me refer to some verses of the Quran. There are many verses. I have selected only a few of them. In Surah Ali Imran, verse 185, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم كل نفس ذائقة الموت. Every person, every soul is going to taste the death. What is not questionable is that everyone is going to die. Among creatures, there is no one who is going to remain. Of course, we are talking about those who are in dunya. We are not talking about angels. We are not talking about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm talking about creatures in this world. We are all going to taste death. كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. You are going to taste death. What would be the actual taste of death? That's different. For some people, the taste of death is very, very sweet. Even you cannot say how sweet. Because in dunya, the sweetest thing that we have is honey, for example. But for some people, that would be even sweeter than honey. Like Hazrat Ali Akbar, when it was asked by Imam Hussein alayhi salam, how is your take, your impression of death? He said, Al-mawtu ahla min al-asal. For me, sweeter than honey. But this is just something that we can explain using normal terms. Otherwise, you cannot compare the sweetness of death for someone like Ali Akbar with honey. So, for some people it's very sweet, for some people it's very bitter, depending on what we have done. One of the ulama has very beautiful analogy. Ayatollah Jawadi Amuli Hafazahullah, he says, if you want to understand what would be the taste of your death, imagine you have a big pot and put all your a'mal and your akhlaq, your traits of character in that pot and mix it. What you would taste when you die is the taste of that paste. So if someone has done righteous deeds, a'mal as-salih, if he has good character, husnul khuluq, kindness, then the taste of that paste in that pot becomes very sweet, very delicious. That is exactly what you are going to taste when you die. Because the experience of everyone at the time of death is overall of what he or she has achieved in his life. Of course, Tawbah can erase bitterness of the past if it is done sincerely. But what is there after Tawbah again, or if Tawbah is not accepted, is the result of what we have done in our life. So, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Everyone is going to taste death. There is no doubt about it. How they experience it, how is the taste, is different. But everyone is going to have this experience. وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّوْنَ أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And on the day of judgment, you are not going to see except the reward of your actions. What is achieved by you, you are going to see. Of course, for kuffar, for criminals, they would see the result of their action. Mu'mineen, they would see the result of action after Allah multiplying the reward. Kuffar would see exactly what they have done, nothing more. But mu'mineen would see what they have done after being multiplied by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ جَاءَ بِالْحَسَنَةِ فَلَهُ عَشْرُ أَمْثَالَهَا وَمَنْ جَاءَ بِالسَّيِّئَةِ فَلَا يُجْزَى إِلَّا مِثْلَهَا. So you would see what you have done, but with this difference. فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ. The one who has been taken away from hell and has been put in heaven. Look at the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the people who go to heaven. Unlike what some people think, that people are pushed to go to hell, this is not the case. No one is pushed to go to hell. People go to hell by themselves. And indeed, there are many, many barriers to stop people to go to hell, but they insist on going to hell. But when it comes to heaven, people are pushed to go to heaven. Allah pushes people, helps people. Sometimes by saying in this way, فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةِ, the one who has been taken away from hell and has been put in heaven. Sometimes Allah says, أُزْلِفَتِ الْجَنَّةُ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, heaven is brought closer to the pious people. So with the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the distance between you and heaven becomes short, and you will inshallah be going to heaven if you are muttaqin. So if someone has this experience, فَقَدْ فَازَ, he's successful. So success is this: no one can be thinking that he or she is successful unless this particular achievement is there. This is something that if you have it, other things are okay. If you don't have this, there is no benefit in any other thing. This is the most important thing. Then Allah says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This lowest life, this physical life, this worldly life that you have is nothing except matar. Is a good thing. You know, matar is good. In Arabic we say bida'a. In Farsi we say kala. So it's a good which is, unfortunately for most of people, deceiving. Something which has attraction, but you mistakenly think that this is the most beneficial thing. Like a junk food that attracts you, but it's not healthy. You cannot survive by eating just junk food. This is mata'ul ghurur. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah chapter 6, verse 29, وَقَالُوا إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ. One thing that inshallah, if there is time, we should do, to discuss different types of response to Hayat al-Dunya. One type of response is this. Very briefly, inshallah, another time we should go into detail. There are people who say we have only this life and nothing else. Is that not mu'mini? These are the people who deny the hereafter, deny the resurrection, deny any other thing possible for human being. They say we have only this physical life, so we have to enjoy it. They say, إِنْ هِيَ إِلَّا حَيَاتُنَا الدُّنْيَا, there is nothing except this. وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمَبْعُوثِينَ, and we are not going to be resurrected. So these are the people who don't have faith in the hereafter, don't have faith in religion. Like many people. Unfortunately, there are people that if you talk about Akhirah, if you talk about hell, heaven, accountability, reward, punishment, all these things, they say, they don't make any sense to me. I don't believe in such things. What I see is only this physical life. That's the only thing that matters to me and the only thing that I believe. This is one type of response. There are people that they are mu'min, so they believe there is another life. But unfortunately, practically, they behave the same as the people who don't believe in any other type of life. So practically they are the same. Because if you look at some believers, you see their life is exactly like the people who have no faith. When they go to shop, when they go to, I don't know, university, to school, when they go to business, you see, there is no difference. They do the same things as if they don't believe in Akhirah, they don't believe in hell and heaven. Everything they do is only for materialistic gain. The profit for them is only to make money or, I don't know, get promotion in dunya. That's the only thing. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. This is Surah Tawbah, chapter 9, verse 38. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. So this is for mu'minin. مَا لَكُمْ إِذَا قِيلَ لَكُمُ انْفِرُوا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ ثَاقَلْتُمْ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. Oh, those who believe, why when you are asked to travel for the sake of Allah, to migrate or to go for defending the oppressed people, to defend Islam, when Rasulullah was asking them for going and defending, why you are attached to the earth? اثاقلتم إلى الأرض. You have become too weighty to move. Even Rasulullah is not able to push you. There is a kind of very strong glue has fixed you to dunya. You are not able to move. When you think of migrating and then leaving behind your beautiful house. How much I have worked for this house, all these curtains, furnitures, tiles. Oh my God, I cannot leave my house. About my car, about my children, my wife, my husband, my business. You know how much I have worked so that I reach this position. You ask me, Rasulullah, to leave all this behind? I cannot. Because this is the only thing that he has gained so far. He has not gained anything else. He has not invested in any other thing. So, اثاقلتم إلى الأرض. It's like a plane that wants to take off but has so much load of passengers and luggages that cannot take off. Even if you have the best pilot, but the plane is too heavy, you cannot take off. Even Rasulullah cannot take off some of us because we are too much attached to dunya. أَرَضِيْتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ. Are you pleased with this lowest life instead of akhirah? You don't want to try the akhirah? You just want to have this? Like an embryo that is not ready to come out, wants to enjoy being in the womb of mother. You have to push, and with pain and cry, the embryo may come out. But this is not supposed to be the case for mu'mineen who have understanding, who have iman. Allah says, أَرَضِيْتُمْ بِالْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا مِنَ الْآخِرَةِ فَمَا مَتَاعُ الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا فِي الْآخِرَةِ إِلَّا قَلِيلٌ. The good of dunya, the attractions and the pleasures of dunya compared to akhirah are very little, are not significant. Like a toy and a reality. If you have a toy phone, if you have a toy computer, and then you are being given the offer of having the real one. How childish it is to say, I am happy with the toy. I don't want to have the real one. Yes, those who have no faith, we understand, because they don't know that there is another thing which is real. But those who have faith and know, they are expected to try the other one. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in several verses of the Quran says this hayat of dunya is like a game. There are many verses. For example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وما الحياة الدنيا إلا لعب ولهو. This lower level of life is nothing other than amusement and game. Lahv. Lahv is something that you do in order to entertain yourself without having any serious purpose. You know, sometimes, unfortunately, we just want to kill the time. We don't have anything to do, so we just want to kill the time, but at the same time we want to enjoy a little bit. So we entertain ourselves, but we are not gaining anything. And sometimes it's just playing. In one verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes into further details. So I explained that verse, which would cover these verses, which says dunya is lahw and la'ib. In another verse, Allah mentions all of them, so I only focus on that because the time is very short. This is chapter 57, verse 20. اعلموا أنما الحياة الدنيا لعب ولهو وزينة وتفاخر بينكم وتكاثر في الأموال والأولاد. Allah says, be informed that this lower life is one of the five. Depending on people, depending on their experiences and their age, it can be one of the five. Sometimes it is la'ibun, just playing. Some ulama say this is the first level of life. You know, when you are a child, the most important thing for you is game, playing. That's the most important thing. Some children, if you let them to themselves, they don't go to school. They want to play. They don't want even to eat. They want just to play. Parents with difficulty have to bring them home and say, you know, let's have your food. Let's, I don't know, go to school. Only playing. What are they gaining from this? They are not gaining anything, but just they enjoy playing. If they win in the game, it's as if they are the most successful person in dunya. Not knowing that there is nothing coming from this winning or losing. You are not going to lose anything if you have lost a game. But now we see that even people, you know, spend billions of dollars on these games. And you know, it's not now only children, now we see adults are so much attached to these games. So the first is la'ibun. Then walahwun. When you grow and you become a teenager or very young person, then lahw is more than game, entertainment. So now you want to go out, you want to go to, you know, meetings. Some people want to go, I don't know, to ceremonies, to clubs, this type of entertainments. Then wazinatun. After some time, beautification becomes very important. When you are in end of your teenage, or you know, after that, sometimes you spend 1 hour every day in front of mirror, checking your hair, your face, your dress. Most of money is spent is on dress and beautification. It's the most important thing. Then, watafakhurun bainakum. After some time, when you have achieved something in your studies, in your job, then you become involved in praising yourself and saying to others that I have been more successful than you. You become proud of yourself. I have done, I don't know, PhD. I have studied in Cambridge and Oxford. I have, I don't know, been working in this company. You know how much is my salary? Every year I gain this much. Look at my car, the best car. So now it is tafakhur. You are happy with mentioning your worldly achievements and saying to others that I have been more successful than you. وَتَكَاثُرٌ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ. And you want to have more money and more children. You know, Quran says, تَكَاثُر, took the people of Jahiliyyah and the pagans after Islam in the earliest stage when they were still pagans and mushrikeen. Allah says it took them to the stage that not only they were counting their living heads, for example, you know, one tribe was saying we have 1,000 men, another said we have, you know, 1,010 men. Then they also started counting their dead. أَلْهَاكُمُ التَّكَاثُرُ حَتَّى زُرْتُمُ الْمَقَابِرُ. Then they say, look, in our cemetery, we have more dead people than you. Our cemetery is bigger, so we are more important than you. So, this is the level of takathur that we can reach. So, this is the nature of hayat dunya. Lahv, la'b, zina, takathur, tafakhur. This is what 90% of people, maybe, are experiencing. Even unfortunately, we religious people, sometimes most of our experience is about these issues. A day that we make either, for example, a good game, or, you know, we have good entertainment, or, you know, we gain some money, we make good profit, we have good customer who buys a lot from us, or we find a good bargain and we order, you know, very good, for example, I don't know, shipment, then we think that that's the best day for me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَمَثَلِ غَيْثٍ أَعْجَبَ الْكُفَّارَ النَّبَاتُ ثُمَّ يَهِيجُ فَتَرَاهُ مُصْفَرًّا ثُمَّ يَكُونُ حُطَامًا. This is like rain. Sometimes rain comes and you see everywhere is green, not knowing that this is not going to last for long. After some time, all these green grasses dry out and they become without life, without color, something that you can just use for burning. You cannot do anything other than burning them. So for some people, their life is like this. It's green, but then it's drying out, just useful for hell. This is the problem. وَفِي الْآخِرَةَ عَذَابٌ شَدِيدٌ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ مِنَ اللَّهِ. Of course, Allah may forgive, but for some people, maybe they don't let any chance for forgiveness. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاعُ الْغُرُورِ. This lowest life is only a good that can deceive. So, if you read carefully these verses of the Quran about hayat al-dunya, you find that either some people don't believe in anything other than this, or there are people who believe that there is another life, but practically they are only thinking about this and planning for this and working for this. And of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if someone only wants this hayat al-dunya and works for it, we will give to him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَنْ كَانَ يُرِيدُ الْحَيَاةَ الدُّنْيَا وَزِينَتَهَا نُوَفَّ إِلَيْهِمْ أَعْمَالَهُمْ فِيهَا. If you only want dunya and the beauty of dunya, this lowest life, we will give completely the outcome of your actions in dunya. وَهُمْ فِيهَا لَا يُبْخَسُونَ. And you will not receive less than what you have done. So if you want dunya, okay, Allah gives you in dunya. If you say nothing else matters for me, Allah says, okay, this is the result of your action in dunya, but you have not saved anything for your akhirah. But if you want akhirah, if you want in dunya another level of life, then you should work for it. So what Quran tells us is that human beings have this potential of appreciating this hayat dunya. No one should think that this is not important. This is very important. This hayat dunya is a great blessing of Allah. For every second of it, we have to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if someone kills a person, even a person who is just experiencing hayat dunya, Allah says, like killing all humanity. مَنْ قَتَلَ نَفْسًا بِغَيْرَ نَفْسٍ أَوْ فَسَادٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ فَكَأَنَّمَا قَتَلَ النَّاسَ جَمِيعًا. This is not for killing mu'mineen. This is for killing every human being, any human being who is just experiencing even this level of life. If he is killed, it's like killing all humanity. It's like declaring war against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we are not underestimating this life, but we are saying that this is not the only thing which exists. We can build upon this. We can gain another type of life. All the prophets, all the messengers have come to offer another life. A life that in dunya brings honor and dignity, brings peace and tranquility, brings harmony and brotherhood, brings kindness, and also in the hereafter would give you eternal pleasure. That is the life that we are offered. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استجيبوا لله وللرسول إذا دعاكم لما يحييكم. O those who believe, respond to the call of Allah and the Messenger when He calls you to what gives you life. So Rasulullah is telling us, this Rasul is telling us, people, there is another life that still you have not experienced. Let me help you to gain that life. Now, with respect to that life, you are dead. Although you are physically alive, but you are dead with respect to that life. I want to help you so that you gain another life. Look at this beautiful ayah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَوَمَنْ كَانَ مَيْتًا فَأَحْيَيْنَاهُ. Is the one who was dead and we revived him. وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُ نُورًا يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ لَيْسَ بِخَارِجًا مِنْهُمْ. It's beautiful. We should think about this ayah very often. Allah says, I give you two sides of an equation. Then you can tell me, are they equal or not? One is the example of people who were dead. Not physically. Physically they were alive, but spiritually they were dead. They didn't have this life. فَأَحْيَيْنَا. We gave them life. And we gave them light. This life comes with light. And this light is the light by which they walk among the people. We cannot see, but right now here there are people who have come here with light. And there are people who have come without that light. Inshallah, everyone has come with light. In such gathering, we expect everyone has come with light. But this is the scenario. There are people who walk on the street with light. There are people who go to university, to school, to shop, to office with light. يَمْشِي بِهِ فِي النَّاسِ. They walk with this light among people. Okay, this is one side. And the other side is كَمَنْ مَثَلُهُ فِي الظُّلُمَاتِ He's in darkness. لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا And he's not coming out of darkness. To be in darkness can be forgiven, can be acceptable if you are moving towards light. But if you are in darkness, I say I'm enjoying darkness. You know, sometimes people, if they have been in a dark situation for a long time and you switch on the light, they say, please switch off the light. It's annoying us. So there are people who are used to darkness. لَيْسَ بِخَارِجٍ مِنْهَا They are not coming out of darkness. And they enjoy their darkness. Are they equal? They're not equal. So, we have been given this offer of using our physical life, our worldly life, our lower level of life to rise to a higher level that we can have another type of life. And that is the life of values, the life of virtues, the life of honor, dignity, the life of tranquility. And in Quranic term, that is the life which is called Hayat Tayyibah. مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا مِنْ ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى وَهُوَ مُؤْمِنٌ فَلَنُحْيِيَنَّهُ حَيَاةً طَيِّبَةً Whoever, whether man or woman, male or female, doesn't make any difference here. This is open for everyone. Whoever does righteous deeds and has faith, we will certainly revive them to a pleasant, goodly life. And Allama Tabatabai rahimahullah says, this is a new life. This is not only a change in their physical life. This is a new life. This is a new quality of life. This is a new experience that is open to us. So, what we hope, inshallah, to achieve, and I am sure many of you already are experiencing this Hayat al-Tayyib, and I am sure that, alhamdulillah, many people in the community are very successful and advanced in this. I'm talking about myself. What I need to achieve is not to be preoccupied with this worldly life, with all the attractions that it has, especially for those who are involved in social activities, for people who are involved with dealing with people, people's opinion, people's, I don't know, evaluation, people's appreciation. These can become sometimes obstacles. They can be spending and consuming our time and energy and attention so that we have no time to think about the other life, the higher life, the life that Rasulullah and Ahlul Bayt inviting us towards it. Inshallah, tomorrow we will continue this discussion and we will see, inshallah, what are the characteristics of the people who have that life. And inshallah, then we can check ourselves. If those characteristics are there, so alhamdulillah, and we should then try to keep them. If they are not there, then we can learn how to, inshallah, work for them. Tonight we remember the arrival of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam in Karbala. Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Ahlul Bayt, even before arriving in Karbala, they received different sad news. So, the news of the martyrdom of Muslim ibn Aqil, of Hani ibn Urwa in Kufa, were received by Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But as long as they were moving on, I think there was a hope, maybe in the children, maybe in the ladies, that maybe there is a way, a solution, maybe there is something coming up that can change. But when they reached Karbala and they stationed there,
knowing all the hadith from Prophet and Amirul Mu'mineen about what is going to happen in Karbala, made it very clear that this is the last station. According to some books, when they reached the land of Karbala, Imam Hussein alayhi salam asked the guide, the local guys that were very familiar with this area, what is the name of this land? So they said, this is called Qadiriyah. Imam was not satisfied. Then they said, Nainawa. Some say it is Shat ul-Furat. Then they said, it is Karbala. Then this was like decoding a secret. So Imam Hussein alayhi salam realized that this is the place. So he said, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min al-karbi wal-bala. Oh Allah, I seek refuge. With respect to grief and calamities and big tests which are going to happen in this land. Then Imam said, Hadha mawdhu karbin wal-bala. This name was not something which was just given by accident. This name was a real name. This name made sense because this is the place of grief and calamities. Then Imam Hussein alayhi salam said, "Inzilu ha huna mahattu rihalina." Come down, we should station here. This is where we are going to stay. وَمَسْفَكُ دِمَائِنَا. This is where our blood will be shed. وَهُنَا مَحَلُّ قُبُورِنَا. And this is where we will be buried. بَهَذَا حَدَّثَنِي جَدِّي رَسُولُ اللَّهِ. This is what my grandfather Rasulullah has told me. There's a Farsi poem, it says, Bar buksha id yaran inja karbalast. Avu khakash ba dilu jan ashanas. Oh friends, now you should unpack because we have reached Karbala. This is the land that its soil and water is familiar to our heart and soul. Bar buksha id yaran khush manzal gahist. Ta be jannat zin makan andak rahis. Oh friends, unpack. This is a good station because the distance between here and heaven is very short. Karbala gahvariye asgar tuyi. Karbala gahvariye asgar tuyi. مقتل عباس محبیکر تویی. او کربلا, you are the cradle of Ali Asghar. Ali Asghar is going to be put on your soil. You are where Abbas would be killed. کربلا, آغوش خود را باز کن. بستر مهمان خود را باز کن. او کربلا, open your hand and embrace your guest. It is said that at this time, when Lady Zainab wanted to come down from the camel, all the youths of Bani Hashim were there preceding and competing who would be helping their aunt Zainab to come down. But the narrator says, I saw a day on the 11th of Muharram when Lady Zainab helped all women and children to ride the camels. And when she wanted to ride, looked at right and left, and there was no man to help her. Allah la'natullah ala al-qawm al-zalimin.